Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. The diverse space for Mexican food in Singapore has resulted in a boom of fast food chains and restaurants alike. The Loca Group, a Mexican restaurant and bar group, started in Singapore in 2010 with Lucha Loco and then expanded with Super Loco in 2014. And now the arrival of Chica Loco this month, fast casual dining space reinvents your quintessential chicken dish. Opening up amongst the other trendy eateries along Amoy Street, Chica Loco's Dirty Health Plates are on the table for discussion today. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Julian and Christian Tan to talk about contemporary Mexican food, their future ventures, and basically explain what dirty, healthy plates mean. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Clarissa. Yeah, thank you, Clarissa.
Okay, so I have to ask, dirty what again? I stopped at dirty.
Dirty health.
Dirty health. Yeah. Well, Clarissa, thank you for having us today. We're really excited to be here. Mm-hmm. Dirty health, to get stuck into it. We want to shake up what it means to eat clean. Mm-hmm. You know, we've created this concept called dirty health, and dirty health is, eat clean is always perceived as sort of eating sort of, you know, acai bowls and salad bowls. Everything's perfectly manicured.
And tasteless.
Sort of,
yes.
And tasteless. And tasteless. Exactly. And that's what I was getting to. And a little bit unsatisfying at times. And so we felt that it's about time that we give food that is wholesome, that is satisfying, that is not boring. And chicken, we thought, was a perfect opportunity for that. And that's mm-hmm. Rotisserie chicken, spit roasted chicken. And we have an amazing sort of variety of sauces that accompany with it, and salads as well. So there's a health aspect to it, but it's finger licking, it's get your hands dirty, eating with your hands, sort of pulling the chicken apart, getting messy. Food worth getting dirty for.
Okay, but it's kind of sort of healthy.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And we also source the best ingredients we can. So all the chickens are sourced from farms in Malaysia. That they're ethically raised, they're organic fed, there's no chemicals, there's no hormones, there's no antibiotics. So that's just the chicken. And then everything that we use in our restaurant is all good for you, and we source the best ingredients we can possibly get.
Okay. So now you've explained the one thing that when I looked at your press release, I had to ask you. Let's walk back a little bit and start at the beginning. The Loco Group. You guys are brothers.
Yes.
You don't come from a background of food. You're not chefs. So why restaurants?
Good question. I mean, we've both been in Singapore for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. We're passionate about food. We worked here as professionals in other capacities, but then we really loved the Singaporean food scene and we wanted to open a restaurant. And when we thought about what we felt was missing in Singapore, we felt really good Mexican food was missing. So it all started with a trip to Mexico about 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay.
And we fell in love with the cuisine, the culture, the people, and we wanted to bring that experience back to Singapore.
I see.
And that's what started Lucha Loco.
So was this a story a thing that you wanted to do that you came up with together, or was it an initiative or one of first and then the other came on board? How does it happen between two brothers that you start a business together?
Yeah, well, we actually started many years ago in the F&B scene. Like I was a banker in Singapore and I opened a bar with partners called Loof many, many years ago.
I used to go there.
Yeah.
Across from the Raffles Hotel.
Exactly. It's still there. It's going great. It's been the best business. And then many years later, Christian and I were partners that started Tanjong Beach Club many years ago.
I used to go there too.
And then we fell in love with Mexican food. And together with another friend, and along the way, we've partnered with a chef who has fantastic experience with Mexican food. We started the Loco Group.
Okay. And this is something that you are passionate about, Mexican food. How often do you eat in your restaurants?
A lot. We're very passionate about Mexican food. Every sort of 12 months to 18 months, we're back in Mexico. Wherever in the world we're trying the Mexican food. We love it. It's punchy flavors. It's spicy. It's fun. It's festive. We're at the restaurants probably about 5 or 6 times a week, would you say, Jules?
Yep.
Yeah, we're there a lot. We have Superloco, Robson Key. We have a fantastic brunch on Saturday and Sunday. At the moment, we're spending a lot of time eating a lot of chicken at Chico Loco, given it's our new restaurant that's been open for 4 weeks in on Amoy Street. And then, yeah, we're just constantly there. We create concept that we like to go to and attend, and hopefully other people do, and it seems to have worked out well for us.
Okay, we are speaking to Julian and Christian Tan, co-owners of the Loco Group, who have just, as he said, introduced Chico Loco 4 weeks ago. Let's talk about Chico Loco. You opened it 4 weeks ago. Is it slightly different from the other outlets that you own? How is it different?
Yes, it is. Like, the Lucha Loco and the two Super Locos are modern Mexican cuisine. Mm-hmm. They're big restaurants with a bar component. Chico Loco is a little bit different. We've actually gone down the avenue of fast casual. So fast casual restaurant is something that sits in between a restaurant and a fast food outlet. So it's great food using great ingredients, but it's quick. And the price point is actually lower than what you'd find in a normal restaurant. So it's something a little bit more casual. It's fast, but still very tasty food that's incredibly satisfying.
I'm glad you brought up price point, because that is a consideration for a lot of people.
Yep.
So what is an average bill for, say, a couple for lunch?
We've worked really hard to keep the prices down. We wanted it to have a broad appeal. Mm-hmm. We wanted people to become for lunch and for dinner. And particularly for lunch, for example, a satisfying meal can cost you between $15 to $20 per person.
Okay.
And in the evening, if you want to tag on some alcoholic drinks, and we have this amazing range of craft beers.
A frozen margarita suddenly called to me.
Yes, and margaritas. And then the price point jumps up a little bit. But yeah, around that sort of $15 to $20 mm-hmm. for lunch is sort of what our aim was. Something very accessible, would have broad appeal. Is what our goal was, yeah.
Okay, so family of four coming in for dinner. It's not so much alcohol, but are they going to have things on the menu for children as well as adults?
Yeah, I think chicken is great. Like, everybody loves chicken,
everybody
including
loves
children.
Chicken.
And we're using a very well-sourced, healthy chicken. So we know a lot of parents that are very concerned about what food they give to their children.
Far more concerned about what they give the children than what they put in themselves.
Exactly.
Right?
So this is a great healthy chicken. It's organic fed. There's no chemicals. There's no hormones, no antibiotics. So I think the menu appeals to all ages, you know, from children all the way to everyone. Really.
Okay. It's been 4 weeks. What's the reception been like?
We've just come from the restaurant. The lunch trade was incredibly busy. We were so busy. We had a line, and
did you get preferential treatment?
No, we were outside, actually.
the response has been fantastic. People are coming. I think that's the sort of a sign of a successful restaurant business, when you're getting that repeat business. Mm-hmm. And it's early days, but we're showing signs of that, where people are coming 4 or 5 times a week. People
really?
Ordering on some of the delivery platforms as well, which have just started a week ago. And so yeah, it's looking very positive.
You can't be unhappy about that.
No.
Okay. Now, you've talked about the chicken. You've talked about, you know, this dirty health concept. And I'm going to have to ask you, how does it measure up, or how is it different from your other chicken competitors? Your Oporto's, your Nando's, your Wingstop's, your Kentucky Fried Chicken's.
Well, I think first of all, it's the way the chicken's prepared. Mm-hmm. They're spit roasted, the chicken. So these are roasted in its own juices, basically, over a naked flame. So the chicken's really tasty. It's juicy. It's got a smoky flavor. We use our secret blend of spices, which are applied to the chicken. Mm-hmm. We brine the chicken. So the chicken's actually good for you. It's cooked in a way. It's not deep fried. You're not eating lots of oils, so that's the first difference. And the second difference is just the sourcing of ingredients. Like, we use a very high quality chicken. We use the best chicken we can get in Singapore. So I think that's another big difference. And that applies to all of the ingredients we use for all of our dishes.
Okay, we're speaking to Julian and Christian Tan, co-owners of the Loco Group. What's fascinating to me is you started in 2010, Lucha Loco, then you expanded and you've got Super Loco. There's two Super Loco outlets.
Yes,
correct.
Now you've got what looks like it's going to be a very successful new concept, Chico Loco. Are you considering at this point that maybe you can open several Chico Loco outlets throughout the island and beyond?
We hope we can. We have designed this concept of the lower manpower, a smaller footprint, a lower sort of setup cost so that we can potentially scale it,
mm-hmm.
a smaller menu, a smaller kitchen team, and so that we can scale this concept.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we're hoping that we can expand to have a number of restaurants in Singapore. In addition to that, we've already started. I mean, we've sort of, it's early days. We might have jumped the gun, but we've already just started sniffing around at potential future locations.
Right.
Because, we're feeling confident at the moment.
Okay. And you need to have one in all four corners of Singapore.
Sounds like yeah.
So that I don't have great. To travel to Amoy Street to get it. Okay. That's why. Okay, so other than that, how do you plan? How do you... I'm intrigued by the fact that you are brothers. You come from two very different corporate backgrounds, but you clearly work very well together. You have a successful business together. How do you come up with who does what? Who does the creative work? Who does the money planning? Who does the sourcing? I mean, how do you distribute? Who gets to be right at the end of the day is what I'm asking.
It's a good question, and we hear a lot of circumstances where brothers working together or sisters or siblings work, just don't get on. And and we're really fortunate that the two of us get on very well, and we have very complementary skills. Julian is an ex-chartered accountant, investment banker.
Mm-hmm.
His skill sets are
he's
strong.
He's a money man.
He is. He's very strong on from the financial perspective in particular. Mm-hmm. I mean, many. He's good at a lot of things. And me on the market.
That was nice.
That was nice.
And for me on the marketing, the PR, the promotions, the front of house, the people side, some of the aesthetics. I think that's kind of my strength. And, you know, we kind of – and we have other two other partners have their strengths as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, we kind of just respect that that's their forte.
Right.
And we go with that. We don't come head-to-head too many times. I don't think we do, right?
No.
No.
Very democratic. We discuss everything and then we just sort of come to a consensus.
Has it always been that way between you or – did you get older and wiser?
No, I think most of the time it is. Very, very, can't remember a time that we don't.
Yeah. You know, but actually the debate is very healthy. Like we like to get everyone's opinion because the more opinions we have, it usually leads to a better decision.
So, okay, but somebody needs to be the one that finally, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody needs to be the one that finally says, that's it, that's what we're going with.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's the majority rules. So
I see.
Yeah, we can't be... you're right. Sometimes there's a differing opinion, but that's fine, I think. And we usually,
All right between
the
two.
Yeah, and we can always we make mistakes along the way, I'm sure. And then, you know, and we learn and we do things differently next time. So it's all part of the learning curve.
Okay, so you guys are sitting in the boss's chair. What do you see the F&B space like now and in the next couple of years from the boss's chair? What does it look like to you?
I mean, the F&B scene is incredibly competitive. Like when we first started Lucha Loco and some of our other ventures many years ago, there wasn't as much competition. But now there's a lot of competition, so you really have to stand out. And I guess there's a few things we're trying to do. We're trying to come up with that lean manpower model, which Christian described earlier. And that's because it is just very challenging to get manpower in Singapore. So we've come up with a concept that doesn't need a lot of manpower to run. And so that's what we see going forward will be the trend, is that people will be coming up with concepts where there is a little bit of a more self-service element, where there's less manpower or more use of technology to improve processes and reduce that dependence on manpower.
There's two ways I can go with the next question. One, and I will start with that. Christian, you are the marketing person within this group. Mm. Now, Julian has said it's more competitive, there's more competition, there are more outlets out there. That puts more pressure on you to get effective marketing out there.
Yes.
How do you come up with that?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we've got a great marketing team. We're following a lot of sort of international operators and getting a lot of inspiration. And we're traveling, you know, to places like Mexico, New York, London, and getting a lot of sort of inspiration, Sydney, and getting inspiration from them. And then we sort of brainstorm. And, yeah, we try to stay one step ahead of everybody else. And we come up with unique campaigns. I think last year we did the Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un taco, for example. We had some sort of unique campaign that revolved around that. And so, yeah, just trying to be unique, being different. And,
okay.
The other thing we do is we just really want everyone who comes to our restaurants to have an amazing experience. I mean, that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. If our guests leave happy, they're going to come back again.
And they're going to tell their friends.
Exactly.
That's okay. Right. So interesting marketing campaigns and promotions and stuff like that. What you're really banking on is the quality of the food at the end of the day, the quality of the dining experience.
Exactly, the experience.
You said your model is lower manpower, and you did introduce the possibility of technology in the future. So I was going to ask you, are you going to bring technology, AI, into it in the future? Are you considering that?
Exactly. We're actually already working on that. So we're working on a mobile ordering system, which is based on your phone. So you can order your food and pay your bill
before you even arrive.
Yes. Oh, yeah, before you arrive or when you're at the table.
Hey, I want my food at the table when I get there.
Yeah. And we have spoken earlier this year to some vendors that have an AI solution so that you're going to a tablet, they're recognizing you from a previous order based on your face recognition and saying, would you like the same order? And would you like to bolt on these, you know, today? How do you feel about that? And We're looking at different technologies.
Okay, well, I wish you both all the best and your other partners as well. I'm curious. I love my chicken. So I am definitely going to come by Chico Loco and check you guys out. But I really wish you all the very best. And thank you both of you, Julian and Christian Tan, from the Loco Group, for coming and talking to us on Money FM 89.3.
Okay, thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.